欢迎诸位朋友、弟兄姐妹来参加我们今天早上的聚会。
We welcome all of our friends, brothers and sisters to join us today in worship.
愿主耶稣的平安、主耶稣的喜乐与你同在。
May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
在聚会之前，我们一起先低头来默祷。
Before our service today, let us all bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿们，奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早上的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning Sabbath service.
唱诗314首。
Let us sing hymn 314.
站立，我们低头来默祷。
Please remain standing and let us bow our heads in silent prayer.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Our heavenly Father, we thank you.
你就是天上伟大的真神。
You are the one true God in heaven.
主啊，你用你的全能来创造这个世界万有。
Our Lord, through your power, you created this whole universe.
你有应许给我们许多的福分。
And you have promised us many blessings.
主啊，愿你与我们同在。
O Lord, may you be with us.
今天早上，诗人祝福我们的聚会。
So that you may bless our service this morning.
从你的话语，让我们对你认识更清楚。
And that through your word, we may come to know you better.
愿你打开我们的心门。
May you open our hearts.
让每一个人能够迎接你做我们的救主。
So that everyone can receive you as our Savior.
活在你丰盛的恩典里面。
And live in your abundant life.
主，愿你的名在今天的聚会得到荣耀。
O Lord, may your name be glorified in our service today.
哈利路亚，阿们。
哈利路亚，阿们。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们在正道之前，我们请圣何西的唱诗班来这里献诗。
Before our sermon, we will invite the San Jose Church Choir to offer hymns this morning.
非常感谢神，圣何西的唱诗班给我们美好的诗歌。
We thank God that the San Jose Church Choir has presented a beautiful hymn.
我们在世界上有很多不同的歌曲。
In this world, there are many types of songs.
也有艺术歌曲，也有流行歌曲，当然也有所谓的圣乐，在歌颂神的歌曲。
And there are art songs, there are popular songs, and there are sacred music as well.
但是如果我们听过很多的歌曲，我们就发现在歌颂神的歌曲最能够净化人的心，而且带给我们心灵的平静。
But of all the music that we hear, it is the sacred music praising the Lord that can melt our hearts and change our lives.
所以我们来多听歌颂神的歌曲对我们的心灵是非常有帮助的。
So when we listen to hymnal music, it is very beneficial for our faith.
今天早上跟大家来查考一句话请看创世纪18:14。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 18, verse 14.
创世纪18:14。
Genesis chapter 18, verse 14.
从13来看。
Let us start from verse 13.
创世纪18:13。
Genesis chapter 18, verse 13.
神对亚伯拉罕说：“神岂有难成的事吗？到了日子，明年这个时候，我必回到你这里，撒拉必生一个儿子。”13。
Verse 13。
神对亚伯拉罕说：“撒拉为什么暗笑呢？我既然已经年老，果能生养吗？”14。神岂有难成的事吗？到了日期，明年这个时候，我必回到你。这里撒拉必给你生一个儿子这里是神对亚伯拉罕说的话
These verses record what God said to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是圣经里面的人物大概4000年以前的一个人
And Abraham was a man in the Bible who lived about 4,000 years ago.
神对亚伯兰说，在神岂有难成的事吗？
And God said to Abraham, is anything too hard for the Lord?
因为神对亚伯兰太太说，你要生一个孩子。
Because God had told Abraham's wife that she would have a child.
结果亚伯兰的太太就暗笑。
And his wife laughed quietly to herself.
说已经年老了，怎么有可能呢？
And she thought, I am old already, how can I bear a child?
这个对话让我们来想说，人在看事情跟神在看事情不一样。
So from this dialogue, we can see that how humans see things and how God see things is very different.
在人看来，有很多事情我们做不来。
And to humans, many things are impossible.
因为我们是人。
Because we are human.
我们的知识有限，能力有限。
Our wisdom and our strength is limited.
所以我们有很多事情做不来。
And so there are many things that we cannot accomplish.
特别在年纪大，要生孩子，这个从科学上来讲，差不多是不可能的。
And especially when one is older, elderly, it is.
从神看来
，But to God,
没有一件事情是难成的。
There is nothing that is too hard.
如果人可以造电脑，人也可以修电脑。
If a person can invent the computer, a person can fix the computer.
如果人是神造的，那对神来说，要让一个年老人生孩子有什么困难呢？
So if humans were created by God, then is it too hard for God to allow an old person to have a child?
我们就要从这句话来思想，为什么人需要神？
So we can ponder upon why we need God.
首先我们来看耶利米书的第十一章。
Let us now look at Jeremiah chapter 11.
耶利米书的第十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 11.
第九章
Jeremiah chapter 9, 894页 Jeremiah chapter 9
耶利米书第九章二十三节
Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 23
神如此说智慧人不要因为他的智慧夸口勇士不要因为他的勇力夸口财主不要因为他的财物夸口
Thus says the Lord Let not the wise man glory in his wisdomLet not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches.
这里提到有三件事情，人常常引以为傲。
And here we see that there are three things that people often have pride in.
第一个就是头脑很聪明。
The first is that they are very smart.
那以现在来讲，大概是受很好的教育。
And today, if a person has a very good education.
那第二个就是能力很强。
Secondly, that he has might.
以现在来讲，大概是公司的职位爬得相当高。
And people measure that by how high you climb on the corporate ladder.
第三个就是财产很多。
The third is how rich you are.
以现在来讲，这个生活很富裕。
And today we look at our standard of living.
这个大概是我们现在人所夸耀三个重点。
These are the three things that people often boast about.
但是圣经说，为什么不要夸口？
But why does the Bible tell us not to boast about these things?
因为这三件事情。所给带给人的好处是有限的。
Because these three things can only bring us limited benefit.
圣经里面说，知识增加，忧伤就增加。
The Bible also tells us that with increased knowledge comes increased sorrow.
因为我们受的教育好，我们就知道很多的问题。
Because we have received a lot of knowledge and education, we also
知道问题越多，我们越发现有很多问题我们没有办法解决。
But the more we realize these problems, the more we also see that we are limited in our ability to solve them.
所以知识带给人忧伤。
So knowledge sometimes brings sorrow.
而且知识本身并不能够是弯曲的变成直的。
And knowledge alone cannot make the crooked straight.
也就是说知识能够成就的是有限的。
So what knowledge can solve is also limited.
那知识也不能够让缺少的满足。
And knowledge itself cannot satisfy a person's true needs.
所以你想，知识越高的人，心中越喜乐、越平安吗？不一定。
Do you see that people who are most educated are the happiest people in the world?
最高的这个教育机构里面，常常是竞争最厉害。
It is the people who are at the top tier of education where the competition is the fiercest.
在那个里面呢，很难找到真的平安跟满足啊。
It is hard to find true satisfaction and joy in that situation.
所以智慧有它的价值，但是有限啊。
So, wisdom and knowledge have their value, but it is limited.
那下面说能力很强啊。
And secondly, we see those who have might.
啊，当我们人呢、啊，年纪越来越大以后。
After a person grows older,
哦，我们就开始好像在走下坡。
It seems that we are going downhill.
我们人就越来越发现说，人的能力是有限的。
And we realize more and more that our human ability is limited.
当人在衰老的时候
，When a person grows older,
很多事情你年轻可以做，你现在就不能做。
There are many things that you could do when you were younger that you cannot do anymore.
这个就证明说，啊，人的能力是没有办法。解决人所有的问题。
So we realize that our human strength is not enough to solve all of our problems.
那再来就是财产，财务很多，很有钱。
Third is wealth.
我们常常听人这样说，钱可以买到最好的弹簧床，买不到好的睡眠。
And we often hear the saying that money can buy you the best bed, but it cannot buy you a good night's sleep.
钱可以买到很多的药，但是买不到健康。
Money can buy you the best medicine, but it cannot buy you health.
钱可以买到很好的房子，但是买不到幸福的家庭。
Money can buy you a beautiful mansion, but it can't buy you a happy family.
哇，钱确实是很有限。
So even money has its limitations.
很多人生很重要的钱是买不到的。
There are many values in life that money cannot buy.
但是二十四节就给人生一个盼望。
But in verse 24, we see there is hope.
说夸口的要因为他有聪明认识我是神。
Let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and know me, that I am the Lord.
所以真的值得让我们来夸口，就是我们认识最重要的一位，就是天地当中有一个神。
What is most valuable in our lives is that we have the recognition of the true God as Lord.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为这一位神是无所不能的。
Because this God is all-powerful.
我们现在来看罗马书，看亚伯兰所拜的神是什么。
Let us turn to the book of Romans, see who this God that Abraham worshipped was.
罗马书的第四章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 4.
十七节。
Verse 17.
罗马书第四章的十七节。
Romans chapter 4, verse 17.
亚伯兰所信的是叫死人复活，是没有变成有的神。他在主面前做我们世人的父，如经上说，我已经立你为多国的父。
Verse 17, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did.
这里说亚伯兰所拜的神。
This describes the God that Abraham worshipped.
就是圣经里面所记载的神。
Who is the God that is recorded in the Bible?
就是今天我们在这里所拜的神。
This is the God that we worship today.
很多的宗教都在拜神。
Many religions worship a God.
但是我们仔细查考，他们所拜的神不太一样。
But if we look carefully, the different religions worship different gods.
那圣经里面所记载的神，是创造宇宙万物的神。
So the God who is recorded in the Bible is the God who created the heavens and the earth.
也是人类的根源。
And he is the source of our human life.
那这里叫使人复活的神。
This God gives life to the dead.
这个使人复活，这是科学很难解释的。
And reviving someone from the dead to life is something that science cannot explain.
圣经里面记载有一个人叫拉撒路，他死了四天已经发臭了。
And in the Bible there was recorded a person named Lazarus who was dead for 4 days and already started to decay.
但是主耶稣到拉撒路的家。
But Jesus went to Lazarus' house.
他说：“生命在我，复活也在我。”
And he said, "I am the resurrection and the life."
结果拉撒路从死里面复活。
And he called Lazarus up from the dead.
为什么
？Why?
因为耶稣就是天上那一位神。
Because Jesus himself is God in heaven.
在他岂有难成的事呢
？And is there anything too hard for him?
我们人生这样一直看下去。
And if we continue looking,
年纪轻的时候对人生有一副美景。
And when we are young, we see life as very beautiful.
我们有人生的梦想。
There is a human, an ideal that we may have or a dream.
我长大又要做什么做什么，有很多理想。
When I grow up, I'm going to do this, I'm going to accomplish that.
所以我们人是从零开始的。
We started from nothing.
我们出生的时候是空手来的。
When we came into this world, we were empty-handed.
但是你到四十岁的时候，你就发现我们拥有很多。
When you reach 40, you realize there's a lot that you have.
我们拥有家庭，我们拥有孩子。
We have a family, we have children.
我们拥有很多美好的事业，有很多的财产。
We have a career, we've built up our wealth.
我们拥有车子，拥有房子。
We have a car, we have a house.
但是这个是人生的巅峰期。
But this is the peak of our life.
所以人生你如果把它切开来看，从二十岁一直看到六十岁，这是不错的。
So if you dissect human life into different times, the period between age 20 to age 60 is pretty good.
人生确实是很美的。
And life is pretty good during that time.
特别住在加州。
Especially living here in California.
特别住在 Bay Area。
Especially here in the Bay Area.
天气好，空气好。
The air is good, the weather is good.
所以你人生在20岁到六七十岁又住在 Bay Area, 这个是一等的人生。
So some people would say this is the ideal life if you're living here during the peak of the prime of your life.
但是问题在哪里？
What's the problem?
你从七十岁以后再往前看。
What about after age 70?
所以人年纪轻跟年纪大有一个不同。
There's something very different about when you're older and when you're younger.
你怎么知道你年纪轻还是年纪大呢？
How can you tell if you're older or younger?
当然看你出生年日就知道了。
And of course you can look at your birth certificate.
还有一个不同。
There's something else.
年纪大的人都是讲过去。
The people who are older always talk about the past.
年纪轻的人都是讲未来。
The people who are younger talk about the future.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为年纪轻的人他的前途还很长。
For younger people, they still have a future to look forward to.
所以他有理想。
So they have dreams.
他在讲都是讲未来。
And they talk about what their future will be.
那一到年纪大了。
When somebody's old.
没有未来可谈了。
There's not much future left.
你只谈到过去辉煌的历史。
So then you think about the past and your glorious days.
这是事实。
This is reality.
诸位，你如果不信，你最近谈的话里面，有多少是谈到未来，有多少谈到过去？
So just think about what you've been talking about recently, more of the past or more of the future.
这个也告诉我们。
This also tells us.
我们人继续走下去。
As we continue on our lives.
有一天一定会有一个终点。
There will be an end to it.
那个是一个结束。
That will be the day that we leave this world.
那一点一定会来到。
And that day will surely come.
没有一个人不会达到终点。
There's no one who can escape that end.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is,
当死亡来到的时候，
when we face death,
你要往哪里去？
Where will you go then?
这个是一个非常重要的问题。
This is a very critical question.
这个问题不能够不解决。
This is a question that we can't not answer.
但是谁能够替我们解决？
Who can solve this question for us?
没有一个人替我们解决。
Nobody else can answer this question for you.
那当我们找到了真神，
But when we find God,
我们就发现神是叫死人复活的神。
God is the one who can call a person to life from death.
死是不可避免的。
Even though we cannot escape death.
但是死还会再复活。
But even after death, we have hope of resurrecting.
这个就是人生的盼望。
This is the greatest hope that we can hold on to.
所以我们一生最重要的一件事情。
So the most important thing that we must do in our lives.
就是要找到神。
Is to find God.
找到神，我们才能够突破死亡，进入另外一个生活。
And once we find God, then we can overcome death and enter a new life.
不然的话，我们人活在世界上毫无意义可言。
Otherwise, really, there is no purpose to our lives.
因为你一生所有的努力，在你死的时候全部归零。
Because everything that you've worked for and gained in your life is gone when you die.
当你死的时候，
when you die,
你要离开你所爱的人，要离开爱你的人。
You will leave those you love and those who love you.
这个是我们能够体会到的。
This is something that we can all experience.
但是我们没有体会到的更可怕。
But what we have not experienced is even more dreadful.
圣经说死是进到墨黑的幽暗里面去。
And death is like a complete darkness.
灵魂进到一个没有光的地方去。
A place that our soul will go is without light at all.
因为那个地方是地狱。
Because that place is hell.
那里没有神。
And God does not live there.
所以我们一生如果没有拜神。
So if we do not worship God in our lives.
死的可怕不只是埋在地上，死的可怕包括我们灵魂进到黑暗里面去。
The fear of death is not just that we will be buried, but that our soul will enter into eternal darkness.
但是神是叫死人复活的神。
But God is the one who calls us to life from death.
所以主耶稣死了三天。
So Jesus was dead for 3 days.
照他的预言，他从死里面复活。
And according to his prophecy, he resurrected again.
他显现给门徒看。
He appeared to his disciples.
后来他回到天国去。
And he ascended once again to heaven.
他告诉门徒说，我去为你们预备地方。
He told his disciples, I prepare a place for you.
我就是道路。
I am the way.
如果你想要回到神那里去。
If you want to return to the Father,
耶稣说，我就是道路。
He said, I am the way.
因为他就是真神。
Because he himself is God.
在他里面没有死亡。
In him, there is no death.
虽然死了，还会再复活。
Even though you die in the flesh, you will resurrect again.
所以人生的盼望在哪里？
So where does our hope lie?
人生的盼望在于你找到这一位真神，就是主耶稣。
Our hope lies in that we find this true God, who is Jesus Christ.
这是一种机会。
This is an opportunity.
诸位，日子不多。
Not our lives, our days are limited.
我们什么时候要离开世界，我们不知道。
We never know when we might leave this world.
我们一定要把握这个机会。
So we have to take advantage of the opportunity when it comes.
因为主耶稣已经宣告，在他里面没有死亡。
Because Jesus has already told us that in him there is no death.
他就是生命，他就是复活。
He is the resurrection and the life.
离开耶稣，人生还有什么盼望？
Apart from Jesus, what kind of hope could we possibly have?
请问你的人生有找到真神吗？
Have you actually found God in your lives?
你跟主耶稣有关系吗？
Have you built up a relationship with our Lord Jesus?
你有没有抓到那个得救的一个证据？
Have you grasped the guarantee of life?
这个是最重要的一件事情。
This is the most important question you can face.
Bay Area 虽然好，
Even though it's good to live in the Bay Area,
但是这不是永久住的地方。
But you can't stay here forever.
我们要到另外一个地方去。
We will go someplace else someday.
那一个地方不是你能够把握的。
And you have no guarantee of where that will be.
那一个地方不是你可以选择的。
That place is not by your choice.
那一个地方是神在的地方。
That place is where God is.
那一条路就是耶稣。
And the way to heaven is through Jesus.
所以主耶稣在圣经在这里说，神亚伯兰所拜的神是叫使人复活的神。
So the God that Abraham worshipped is the God who gives life to the dead.
好，那下面说亚伯兰所拜的神是使没有变成有的神。
And he calls those things which do not exist as though they did.
这是也是人做不到的。
This is also something that we can't accomplish ourselves.
没有变成有。
To bring something out of nothing.
这个只有神做得到。
Only God can do that.
神是叫没有变成有的神。
God is the one who creates something out of nothing.
亚伯兰他本来没有孩子。
Abraham did not have children.
到了100岁。
Until he was 100.
神就给他孩子。
God gave him a son then.
因为神应许给他孩子，所以他就有孩子。
Because God promised him a son then, and so he fulfilled his promise.
那圣经里面呢，神给我很多的应许。
And in the Bible also, God also has given us promises.
本来你没有，你现在相信神，你就有。
And you may not have had these promises before, but if you believe in him, then you will receive the promise.
我们先来看约翰福音提到几节圣经节神要给我们的。
And let's turn to the Gospel of John to see what God has promised us.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
十一节。
Verse 11.
这些事我已经对你说，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里。并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
John chapter 15 verse 11. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full.
这里是主耶稣对门徒说的。
This is what Jesus said to his disciples.
说我的喜乐要存在你的心里。
He said, my joy will remain in you.
然后你们的喜乐可以满足。
And your joy will be full.
什么是满足？
What does it mean to be full?
就是百分之百。
Means 100%.
世界上有什么能够真的满足人的心呢？
What in this world can truly satisfy a person's heart?
虽然现在电视越换越大。
Even though we have bigger and bigger televisions.
现在变成这个高传真的电视。
We now have HDTV.
色彩鲜艳，而且这个相片里面的像都是很真实的。
And everything looks more realistic on the screen.
但是我们在看的时候很享受。
When we're watching it, of course we enjoy it.
但是看完之后，
But after we stop watching,
我们在想说到底我得到什么？
We may ask,
三个钟头坐在电视面前，到底我得到什么？
I just spent 3 hours in front of the television, and what did I gain?
忽然间我们就发现了，很多电视的节目是要让我们来杀时间的。
And we realized that we spend a lot of time in front of the TV to kill time.
因为时间太多无聊，所以你要坐在电视里面一直刺激，让时间过去。
Because we don't know what to do with ourselves, so we sit there and allow the television to stimulate us.
那人的心要怎么样才能够得到满足？
So how can we find satisfaction and joy in our hearts?
主耶稣给我们答案了。
And Jesus gives us an answer.
说我的喜乐要存在你的心里。
He said, my joy will be in you.
那你的喜乐可以百分之百的满足。
And so your joy will then be 100% full.
所以这个生活让内心得到满足那个秘诀就是来寻找神。
So the secret to finding complete joy is to find God.
那有神住在我们里面。
And have God live in us.
你虽然生活过得很普通，但是你的心灵非常的富足。
Even though you may live a simple life, but yet your heart will be filled with joy.
信仰是叫人心灵富足的。
And faith is to allow a person's life to be abundant.
因为只有神能够填满我们的心。
Because only God can satisfy our hearts.
神就是灵。
God is spirit.
只有灵，神那个灵能够填满我们这个心灵。
Only God's Spirit can fill our deepest needs.
物质没有办法填满人。
There's no physical thing that can satisfy us.
金钱也没有办法填满人。
Money cannot satisfy us.
只有神本身。
Only God Himself.
所以我们来寻找这一位真神。
So if we find this true God,
叫做有没有所谓的圣灵中的喜乐。
Then we will receive the joy in His Spirit.
你祷告完之后，觉得圣灵充满你里面，你内心觉得很满足。
And when you pray to God and have His Spirit within you, you will feel very satisfied.
那你就觉得人活得很幸福。
And you will realize that life is worth living.
不是因为你拥有很多。
It's not because you necessarily possess very much.
是因为你有耶稣。
But because you have Jesus.
耶稣充满你的内心。
And Jesus has filled you.
所以你很满足。
And so you are very satisfied.
这是很真实的体验。
This is a real experience.
这是很宝贵的体验。
This is a precious experience.
这是神要给你的。
And this is what God wants you to have.
让你没有变成有。
So that you may have something out of nothing.
如果你心灵觉得很空虚。
If you feel empty in your heart.
神要叫你满足。
God wants you to be satisfied.
不必钱。
It's free.
这个叫做恩典。
And this is His free grace.
神要住在我们里面。
God wants to live in our hearts.
这是一个非常奇妙的体验。
This is a very wonderful experience we may have.
就是让我们从没有变成有。
That we may receive out of nothing.
好，我们再来看约翰福音的十四章。
Let's turn again to John chapter 14.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
同样十四章二十七节。
John chapter 14, verse 27.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的。你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
平安非常的重要。
Peace is very important.
平安有两种。
There are two kinds of peace.
一种是肉体的平安。
One is physical peace.
一种是心灵的平安。
One is spiritual peace.
好，我想我们在这个地方大概大部分的人肉体都很平安。
Most of us have physical peace.
但是我们的心灵有没有平安？
But are our hearts at peace?
所以有好多人晚上没有办法睡觉。
There are many people who suffer from insomnia.
所以要用安眠药。
They might use a sedative to sleep.
有的要看心理医生，要吃药。
Some people seek medical advice to try to sleep.
因为没有平安。
But they don't have peace.
那为什么人没有平安？
Why is it that people don't have peace?
这个二十七节的最后提到两句话。
There are two things here in verse 27.
胆怯。
Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid.
我们没有平安有两个原因，第一个忧愁。
The two reasons we don't have peace is because our hearts are troubled.
比方说现在经济在走下坡。
For example, the economy is on a downslide.
人就会开始忧愁，我工作保得住吗？
We will start to worry, can I keep my job?
那你就忧愁。
And you will be troubled.
再来就是害怕。
The second is fear.
因为我们能力有限。
Because we know we are limited.
所以我们对前面会害怕。
So we have fear about the future.
所以我们就没有平安了。
And we lose that sense of peace.
但是主耶稣说。
But Jesus tells us.
我要将我的平安赐给你们。
My peace I give to you.
那我赐的不像世人所赐的。
Not as the world gives.
那什么叫做主耶稣的平安？
What is the peace of Jesus?
就是他与我们同在。
Is that He is with us.
所以你没有害怕。
So therefore you do not need to be afraid.
你没有忧愁。
And you do not need to be
troubled. 那这种叫做平安。
That is peace.
外面好像是台风。
It might be a hurricane outside.
但是里面有神的同在。
But if God is with you inside,
你知道神无所不能。
You know that God is almighty.
神跟我们同在。
And he is with us.
所以你没有害怕。
Therefore, you do not need to be
afraid. 你没有忧虑。
You do not need to be troubled.
这种平安要真正的平安。
And that is true peace.
所以如果你缺乏。
So if you have something lacking,
没有平安。
And you are lacking peace.
神要叫你在平安上富足。
God will give you peace abundantly.
这是非常可贵的。
This is very precious.
好，那我们在信仰的追求上啊，还有重要的就是神要让我们在体验上很丰富。
And a third thing that is very important in our faith is that God will give us abundant experience.
神看不见。
Even though we cannot see God.
为什么我们很难相信神？
That is why it's hard to believe in him.
因为神看不见。
We can't see him.
如果神今天你看得见，
If you could see God today,
我们要相信他就没有困难。
Then it wouldn't be so hard to believe he exists.
但是看见就不叫做相信了。
But if you already saw him, that's not really faith.
那怎么不看，看不见，要怎么信他？
So if we can't see him, how can we believe in him?
我们需要体验到他。
We have to experience him.
所以我们在生活当中啊，对神有，常常有困难，可以体会到神。
So in our lives, we may encounter difficulties in which we can experience God.
我们看路加福音第八章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter
8. 45节。
Verse 45.
耶稣说，摸我的是谁？众人都不承认，彼得和他同行的人都说，夫子，众人拥拥挤挤靠着你。46节。
46.
耶稣说，总有人摸我，因为我觉得有能力从我身上出去。47节。
47.
那女人知道不能隐藏，就战战兢兢来伏在耶稣的脚前，摸摸他的缘故和怎样立刻得好，当着众人说出来。这里说有一个女人。
So this passage records the story of a woman.
她患了血漏12年。
She had a hemorrhage for 12 years.
12年啊，这个医生没有办法医好。
12 years of a hemorrhage and the physicians could not heal her.
而且她钱也花光了。
And she had no money left.
可见她的人生已经到尽头了。
So she was already at the end of her rope.
但是刚好耶稣从那个村庄经过。
But Jesus happened to go through the village she lived in.
所以这个女人啊，她知道她有困难，自己没有解决，没有办法解决。
And this woman knew that she had a problem that she could not solve.
所以44节她就来到耶稣的背后。
So in verse 44, she came behind Jesus.
要摸耶稣。
She wanted to touch him.
你知道那个时候人很多。
There are many people around him.
要靠近耶稣不简单啊。
And it wasn't easy to get close to him.
她身体又很衰弱。
And she was also weak because of her illness.
每走一步都很吃力。
It must have been hard even just to take a step.
那她要挤进去人群当中。
And for her to go in between everyone else to reach Jesus.
她有需要。
She knew she had this need.
所以她用尽所有的力量靠近耶稣。
So she used all of her strength to draw close to him.
她有信心。
She also had faith.
所以她摸耶稣。
And so she touched Jesus.
她一摸耶稣以后啊，主耶稣马上说，谁摸我？
As soon as she touched him, Jesus said, who touched me?
门徒说，人这么多啊，不小心摸到你。
And the disciple said, there's so many people around you, of course, how can you say, who touched you?
但是耶稣说，
But Jesus said,
总是有人摸我。
Somebody touched me.
因为我觉得有能力从我身上出去。
For I perceived power going out from me.
所以那个女人就出来，是我。
And then the woman came forward and admitted to it.
然后她就说，我摸。
She proclaimed how as soon as she touched him, her hemorrhage stopped.
这个就是体验。
This is an experience.
今天耶稣的身体就是教会。
And today, the body of Christ is the church.
教会有神的同在。
And Christ is here in the church.
你怎么知道？
How do you know?
等一下我们祷告，神的灵会浇灌。
When we pray, in a little bit, God's Spirit will pour down upon us.
那这个不是新事，2000年前门徒祷告就是这样。
And this is not something new, this is the same experience the disciples had 2000 years ago.
神的圣灵降临。
As soon as the Holy Spirit comes down.
他们就被感动，舌头自然的卷动，然后讲这种听不懂的话，就说方言，跟神在交通。
And they received the Holy Spirit and immediately their tongues started to move in spiritual tongues.
所以这个圣灵降临在我们当中，就是证明神就在我们当中。
And so when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, that is the guarantee that God is among us.
所以你如果有任何的需要，
So if you have any needs,
你缺乏平安，
If you are lacking in peace,
你缺乏任何一个，你有需要，你可以用信心来向他祈求。
And if you have anything that you require, you can come before God and ask for him.
在神的教会里面有能力。
In the church of God, there is power.
那这个能力进到我们里面。
And the power of God can enter into us.
我们的问题就解决了。
And then our problems will be
solved. 这个就是我们的体验。
This is our experience.
所以我们所拜的神是活的神。
So the God that we worship is a living God.
是真的神。
This is the real God.
你可以体验到。
And you can also experience him.
你现在就可以体验到。
You can experience him today.
因为他的圣灵要浇灌到我们当中。
Because his Holy Spirit will come upon us.
我们来唱诗。
Now let us sing a hymn.
啊，请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，圣经里面记载祷告有两种的方式。
The Bible records two modes of prayer.
一种是用我们听得懂的话向天上的神祷告。
One is using words that we can understand to speak to our Heavenly Father.
这是在一般的教会常常做的祷告。
And this is the prayer that you see most commonly in churches.
啊，那我们在第一次的祷告也是用悟性来祷告。
And when we prayed before the service, we also prayed in understanding.
但是圣经还记载另外一种祷告。
But the Bible also records a second type of prayer.
就是神的灵降临在我们身上，用圣灵来祷告。
Which is that when God's Holy Spirit comes upon us, we will pray in the Spirit.
这个是主耶稣升天以前应许给门徒的。
And this is a promise that our Lord Jesus gave to the disciples before he ascended to heaven.
说我你们再过几日要受圣灵的洗。
He said, in a few days you will receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
所以他们看主耶稣升天，他们就回到耶路撒冷。
So when they saw Jesus ascending to heaven, they returned back to Jerusalem.
就上到楼房，关起门来，在那里祷告，求圣灵。
And they went into an upper room, closed the door, and prayed together for the Holy Spirit.
那在五旬节这一天呢、啊，圣灵就大有能力从天上降下来。
And on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended with power upon them.
他们感觉好像风吹过。
They felt a wind passing through.
他们看到异象，火焰好像舌头的形状降在他们身上。
And they saw a vision of flames of fire, tongues of fire, descending upon them.
所以他们就照着圣灵感动啊，说出一种听不懂的话来，叫说方言。
And so with the movement of the Holy Spirit, they spoke in spiritual tongues that could not be understood.
所以我们祷告用灵言来祷告，这是2000年前主耶稣的门徒的祷告。
So when we pray in spiritual tongues, this is the same type of prayer that the disciples experienced 2,000 years ago.
这是非常有力量。
This is a very powerful type of prayer.
啊，这是非常可贵的一种体验。
And it is also a precious spiritual experience.
那我们在这个教会有圣灵的浇灌了，所以大部分的弟兄姊妹祷告的时候都会说方言。
And so because the Holy Spirit has come upon many in the church, many of the brothers and sisters will speak in spiritual tongues.
这个就是用奇异的舌音啊，跟神在交通。
And recorded in the Bible.
所以我们可以来体验。
So we can experience this as well.
神看不见，但是你祷告可以体验到他。
Even though we cannot see God, but through our prayers we can feel Him.
我遇到很多朋友到教会来慕道。
I've met many friends who have come to seek the truth in our church.
到最后，他相信有神，都是得圣灵的时候。
And in the end, often they come to believe in God because they have received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们最后要一起来祷告。
So now we are going to pray together.
我们祷告第一句话是奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And we begin our prayer saying, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
然后重复念哈利路亚赞美耶稣。
And we repeat to ourselves, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
神说，在神岂有难成的事呢？
And the Bible says, God tells us, is there anything too hard for the Lord?
所以如果你有什么需要。
So if there are any needs that you may have,
你可以来寻找神。
You too can come to seek God.
神没有难成的事。
There's nothing that is impossible for him.
神愿意帮助你。
And God is willing to help you.
只要你有信心来寻求他。
As long as you have the faith to seek him.
神就会帮助你。
Then God will help you.
你就会有体验。
And you will experience him.
所以我们现在一起来祷告。
So now we will kneel down to pray together.
那你如果愿意接受按手教会的长子传道然后帮你按手帮助带导的你可以到前面了。
And if you would like the ministers to help you pray, they will lay hands on you if you come forward.
但是如果你不习惯坐着也没有关系。
But if you are uncomfortable with that, it is fine to remain seated.
但是也欢迎你跟我们一起来祷告。
But we do welcome you to pray with us.
所以我们现在一起来祷告。如果你想要求圣灵接受按手祷告欢迎你到前面来。
So we are now going to pray and we welcome you to come forward to the front to receive the laying of hands.
我们祷告大概15分钟。
We'll pray for about 15 minutes.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let us pray together.